This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Politics and what's happening in your backyard and mine. And so what do we mean by that? How about in Pennsylvania, the Republican Senate showdown? And it truly is a showdown too tight. On the Republican side, Dr. Oz is locked in a three-way fight for the Republican nomination with Dave McCormick and Kathy Barnett. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman fended off all his challengers to capture the Democratic nomination. A lot of people are watching this. So for the Republicans, too close to call. You know, Oz, 31.1%. McCormick, 31.3%. That tight. And Kathy Barnett right there, too, as well. For Fetterman, boom, he is in on the Democratic side. No challenger even came close enough in that one. So Pennsylvania is one of those states that can make or break presidential races and so many expectations. So a lot of people watching to see what happens here, especially on the Republican side. And Dr. Oz has really, really pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and spent a ton on ads. So for all of that, he wasn't able to completely pull away. Will he win that Republican nomination or not? In Pennsylvania as well, the Republican governor's race is the Republican there. It's interesting to watch also what happened. Doug Mastriano, known for advancing the narrative of former President Donald Trump about what happened in the election and what happened to the election for him, for the former president, has been something that has been music to the ears of many in Pennsylvania who are backing that up. So he's a state senator and he's been leading heavily in the polls when he scored a last minute endorsement over the weekend from the former president. So he's going to face the Democrat Josh Shapiro, the state's attorney general, in the general election. So that is a very, very big deal. And there were other races to talk about. So here we are once again, like I said, we've got inflation. We have people complaining about the polarization of this country and how we're being torn in different directions, immigration, climate change, race and racism, education, taxes. These are all things that came up in exit polls as to what are the biggest things that are motivating people to vote. So once again, my name's Kay Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. I think the other race that is worth mentioning, because so much was made about North Carolina Representative Cawthorn, who was beat out, who was ousted by State Senator Chuck Edwards, and Cawthorn called Edwards to concede when it looked like he's not going to win this one, and Edwards knew his back, so to speak, was against the wall, but he won. Cawthorn certainly had gained a lot of national prominence because he won the mountain area seat in 2020. This is why he made a lot of news at 25. And he said that he was sad that he wasn't going to go on, but that he would support Edwards in the general election, and he would rally behind his fellow Republican and the ticket to defeat the Democratic nominee this coming up November. So Edwards is a fast food franchise owner, And he is the guy, he is the face now that advances to November against the Democrat, Jasmine Ferreira, who won Tuesday's six-candidate Democratic primary. Wow, I just keep seeing the midterms not, you know, it's like when you're driving and you look at your rearview mirror and you see these objects are getting closer, or these objects are getting closer, meaning the midterms are getting closer and closer and closer. Tom Tillis, the U.S. Senator, endorsed Edwards and said that Cawthorn was an embarrassment to his constituents. So did that help Chuck Edwards? Because Tillis is incredibly popular. Cawthorn had some negative publicity for speeding, gun violations, a couple of other things that he's said. And even within a couple of days of taking office, if you remember back in 2021, he spoke at the Stop the Steal rally, and he questioned Biden's presidential election victory that preceded what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. Did that help him initially? Did it cost him in this election when people went out to make a decision on who they wanted to rep them coming up in November? Could have been that maybe the mistake just was one of where did he run? Because he decided to run for a different House seat that could have led to an easier reelection bid, but he returned to the 11th district because of all the redistricting litigation that shifted those political lines. We said it's very big in that area especially. And he couldn't battle back some of the spending even that Edwards, who I said operates franchises. In fact, it's McDonald's in Western North Carolina, and it was just too much. So that's the end of a young era for now. And we'll see what the former North Carolina representative does, but he is not there this next time around. That's politics, right? In a nutshell, that is politics. So there's still fallout. If in this show we talk about what people are talking about across the U.S., not just what's coming up in the midterms and who's going to represent. The other thing that is happening is, continues to be, is gas prices, gas prices, and gas prices, because there's the shocker that the $6 gasoline possibility is upon us in California. I was just talking the other night about $5 plus, and we know in California they expect that, but J.P. Morgan's analysts threw this out that, hey, they might be paying $6 for gas, the average price in Cali, but don't think that that's not coming your way soon. And because of the surge in these record highs, the thought is when you look at global oil and commodities, and these are from some of the researchers at J.P. Morgan, there really is going to be strong demand, and we could see another surge by maybe 37% by August. So when you go to fill up, it's going to really drain your wallet even more. Just think of $6.02, $6.03, $6.10 a gallon. That is hard to swallow, isn't it? We've just scratched the surface. So much more to get to. Hang with us, everybody.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
People say, finally, this day has come. I talked about it the other day. Do you believe that there is something out there? This has been a topic at a couple of dinner parties that I've been at where people have pretty strong opinions as to whether there is unidentified flying objects that contain some sort of aliens, and that when there are reports that people have been abducted by aliens, that it might not be a lot of nonsense, that there is something to it. So top Pentagon brass was on the Hill in their finest testifying that there are close to 400 reports from military people of potential encounters with UFOs. That's a big increase in a major report that was released last year by the intelligence people. 144 is what they said, so you do the math. A naval official said at the hearing that investigators are reasonably confident, that was the words that were used, that the floating pyramid-shaped objects captured on one leaked and widely seen military video were likely drones. That footage, which the military confirmed last year was authentic, helped, I think, spur some of that conversation and some of the big interest in purported UFOs, right? So Indiana Rep. Andre Carson, the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Counterterrorism, Counterintelligence, and Counterproliferation Subcommittee, that's a mouthful, called Tuesday's hearing. It's the first time they've done that in 50 years, just to focus on UFOs, basically, right? And he said they're a potential national security threat. They need to be treated that way, that there's good intelligence. And if pilots avoided reporting or were laughed at when they did do this, who knows what that could cost us pretty much in the end. I think the fact that it's risen is fascinating. You know, that there is this stigmatism associated with stepping forward to report something like that because of the 2021 report. So when that all came out and there was conversation about it, people were getting busted, meaning they were, you know what, getting busted by their fellow peers. But what Scott Bray, the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, says, look, we see an increase in the number of unauthorized and unidentified aircraft that are there. And we're seeing it. They're objects in military control training areas and training ranges and other designated air spaces. The sightings are frequent. This is scary. Frequent and continuous. Hey, we don't know what the hell it is, but there's something out there. And sometimes people are afraid to come forward. So we're just saying, we're putting it out there that there are definitely things that are flying around. Now, he did say that many of the newly discovered accounts are actually historic reports that are narrative-based from prior things, incidents, basically, that some people are now only coming forward with. So he thinks there's going to be more in the future. None of the encounters, by the way, because I looked, use the word extraterrestrial. None of them. Just that these unidentified incidents would require further study. And what is the conclusion? And he said the same thing that they said last time around. It was likely physical objects, and that's it. That it's not consistent with being a terrestrial origin. That's it. I mean, yeah, and didn't elaborate, by the way, any further on that. And so then you have Ronald Moultrie, who was the top guy there from the Pentagon, the top intelligence official at this hearing. And he said, we want to know what's out there as much as you want to know what's out there. We want to know what it is. So, you know, my question to you is, do you believe, I mean, all of you listening to this show right now, in Tucson, Arizona, KVOI, listening to me there, who you have, certainly some of you have said to me in the past that you believe there is something out there. People listening in Tallahassee, just went through there on my way to, through Florida, so the panhandle all the way down, on WTLS. I've gotten a couple of emails in that direction after all the conversation about UFOs. People listening in Connecticut, people listening in Kansas and Kentucky, in Louisiana, all over Louisiana, Michigan. What do you think? Do you believe that there is life out there? Do you think that there are aliens, extraterrestrial beings, whatever you want to call them? Do you think they're out there? If you do, I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can always split me an email. This is an email-heavy crowd. I always have an amazing mailbag. That's coming up next, by the way. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I used to live near the Lompoc Air Force Base and knew a lot of people at the Air Force Base, did cover it for a television station. When I was living in California, I was a reporter anchor, and I can remember really kind of pecking away at that question and asking some of the people I knew on base, what do you think? What do you think's out there? And I had a couple of people tell me that they thought they weren't going the alien route, but they were saying that there are things that they saw. There's two different people from the base told me that they thought there were a couple things that had been reported that they really just can't explain. I mean, you know, that's the key deal. They can't explain it. So they're not, when people step forward and they say that they believe that there is life on other planets, they believe some of the accounts. And for some, the reason they don't step forward is the reason I said, is because they don't want to be laughed at. They don't want to be considered kooky, fraudulent, nutty, whatever word you want to put in front of that. But I love how they don't step into the alien territory, but say that, yeah, there's all these accounts, and look where they're hovering, or look what's happened. I think it gives us reason to think about it maybe a little bit more. If nothing else, I believe there's life forms. I definitely believe that in on other planets. Right? Listen, I watch all these movies. I was hooked the second I saw Alien when I was really too young probably to see it. I can remember begging my mother to see that movie. And I still have nightmares about Sigourney Weaver and what she encountered. So do I think there's those kinds of aliens? Well, I hope not. Independence Day kind of aliens? Well, I hope not. But do I know that for sure? No. Do you know that for sure? No. I'm just saying, right? So interesting, we start off the show talking about what's coming up for the midterms, and then what we've seen, Cawthorn losing in North Carolina, what happened in Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz still in it for now, what people are worried about, the situation with oil. In fact, the situation with oil has gotten so bad, when you say $6 to anybody, they almost start to shake, that this administration has actually done something I wouldn't have thought that they would have done. They eased restrictions on the main U.S. oil company with assets in Venezuela because they're trying to support talks between President Maduro and the U.S.-backed opposition. So the Treasury Department on Tuesday issued a narrow license to Chevron that allows the company to begin previously prohibited talks with Venezuela's government over a possible restart of production, because that stopped under U.S. sanctions. There's a lot of oil out there. That could make a very, very big difference. All right, coming up at the tail end of the show, a conversation with Jeremy Paulson. It's one of my favorites. We do a little fair or foul, but before we get there, we're tiptoeing to the mailbag right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News. Nestle SA is flying baby formula supplies to the U.S. from the Netherlands and Switzerland to alleviate the shortage in U.S. supermarkets. The company made the announcement Tuesday. Meanwhile, Michigan-based Abbott Nutrition said it's reached a deal with the FDA that allows the factory to begin producing baby formula again. However, the deal must still be approved by a judge. Once approved, it will take 2 weeks to start the factory back up and 6 to 8 weeks to get previous amounts of baby formula back on the shelves. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
At least part of the problem originated months and months ago with the Food and Drug Administration.
U.S. retail sales, which makes up spending at stores, online, and restaurants, grew 0.9% in April. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday retail spending rose for the fourth straight month as inflation remained high. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Once again, for filling the mailbag, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So this one is from Terry, who says, all right, here we go. It begins, primaries, and then before you know it, Kate, it's November. I know you've talked about how big it is to vote, that you grew up that way, that it was important to let your voice be heard, because I know people are disillusioned and a lot of times they don't exercise that right. But it shows you what can happen when you do look at what's going on in Pennsylvania, especially with the Republicans. It seemed like Dr. Oz, because of his name, would be able to nail it shut, but he didn't. So it's kind of a struggle for him. And then there were other, I think, primaries that had pretty hot races, and then one that showed you what a former politician can do to raise the noise around someone they want to see win, which is why the Trump factor is so big for so many candidates, depending on where they're running Republican-wise. I think it's going to be an interesting midterm for us here in this country, especially with what happened with the Supreme Court and I think some other things that are hot little burrs under the butts of Americans who are tired of dealing with the same old, even though we say this every single election cycle. What's your take? You nailed it. People are definitely tired of what ails them, which is money woes, which is interest rates going up to balance inflation, but are we going to get thrown into a recession? And what does that mean for families when there's the threat of $6 gasoline, which is like death to politicians because they know that that's untenable for most people. They're not going to swallow that pill well. And it's interesting about the Trump factor. Sometimes it works for a challenger or somebody who's running and looks like they have a lock on it, and sometimes it doesn't work. So Idaho is a good example of that. You have the governor, Brad Little, who beat Lieutenant Governor Janice McKeachin, I believe is how you pronounce that, and Little defeated the Trump-endorsed challenger. So he had been ahead in the polls. He was favored to win, but it also shows you that while the lieutenant governor, the challenger, lost in the Republican gubernatorial primary, she did gain a lot of support throughout the race. So there was, I think part of the story is there was a very big threat. There's a very big threat that that she could possibly upend him, right? And in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz and what's going on there, because election rules require an automatic recount if statewide candidates finish within 0.5% of each other. And when the clock hit midnight, the margin was less than 0.5% in the Republican Senate primary between Oz and businessman David McCormick. I mean, really, it came down to those two now in the end. So both Republican Senate contenders are confident that they'll, when the votes are counted, it'll be them. But, you know, we'll see. Is it going to be the former president endorsed ex-TV show host that was anointed by Oprah, who just blew open his show? Will he be the representative on the Republican side of things for in Pennsylvania? We'll see. Or is it going to be the former hedge fund exec who's running for Senate in Pennsylvania? So all these races are very different. There's different tweaks in all of them. And it is kind of like looking into a crystal ball to try to see what does this mean when we bounce into November. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Joseph, who says, "Ooh, UFOs. I paid attention, Kate Delaney, because you talked about the fact that they were going to talk about it on the Hill and that had never been a conversation, a wide-open conversation, that you were expecting it was going to be since 50 years ago. So I thought it was worth paying attention to. And it just sounds like they're embracing, or intelligence people, at least the ones, the handful that were there, they're embracing the idea that there could be something out there, but they're not quite saying that it's aliens or people of another type, shall we say, that are part of these unidentified flying objects, just that they're out there and that it's ignorant to not have people being able to come forward because they fear retribution, because they'll be mocked for what they say they think they saw. So maybe that is the good part, I guess, in all of that. If you see something and it's not right and you're there on some base, you should be able to certainly report it and feel confident about that. I agree. Whether people want to label you kooky, crazy, it's not really happening, or whatever they want to say. You know, yeah, of course. Investigate it. Investigate what you think you see. Absolutely. Then there's this one from Andy, who says, what do you think about this whole deal with baby formula? My poor little sister, who has a young baby, is concerned beyond belief because of the lack of what's happening with the formula and this whole Abbott nonsense and the illnesses and the problems that have happened, which is unacceptable. And of course, a plant going down, and then the fact that you've got babies getting ill, it doesn't really promote confidence. Yeah, it doesn't, right? They're talking about criminal charges. They're talking about criminal charges because of the shortage of baby formula. So even Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, said when it's all done, there might be a need for an indictment. Of course, those are empty words. Who is it, you know, that you would indict? But there have been problems with the supply chain shortages in the entire country. And then the recall a couple of months ago of formula from Abbott's facility in Michigan, which is the largest producer of baby formula in the country, because they had infant deaths and illnesses. Then that's why they had to close that plant. And they say that it involved an environmental bacteria, and that's what that was about. And the company believed that there wasn't evidence to link the formulas to the infant illnesses. That's what they're saying. So now the FDA has announced an agreement to resume operations at the closed plant, but that could take up to 10 weeks for store shelves to fill. So that's a couple of months at least. I mean, would you think, you know, you have a newborn, this is important stuff, or a young baby? I mean, you have to protect them. But formula is necessary. I mean, that's a bottom line, right? So it is a story to follow. It's terrible. And it's good that they've figured out, okay, if we scrub this all up and figure out what happened to that formula, then we can reopen this plant. But by the time they produce what they need to produce, it will take a long time to get to those shelves, like I said. And then we got this one from Bobby. Kate, listening to you talk about this and my local radio station during the day talk about the Buffalo sick and twisted maniac and that massacre, it is quite depressing. I am a 50-year-old white male, and I think of this 18-year-old white male with all this hate in his heart and being whipped up by what he's reading on the internet, so much so that he's out of his mind and goes and stalks black people at a grocery store 2 hours away from where he is a terrible, terrible thing. To be a violent extremist, to open fire with a semi-automatic rifle on a Saturday in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, I really feel for that neighborhood and for so many people looking at this, shaking their heads and being able to make absolutely no sense of it, which is where I feel that I'm at right now. I can make no sense of this whatsoever. Well, you said it. I mean, listen, there were signs. Here's the thing. Because of what happened in high school and an investigation into some of what he was saying when he was in high school, and the fact that he was counseled and was, let out of class and all of that, and then there wasn't anything there. Ultimately, the school said that they could, that there was something else they could do, and then look what happens less than a year later. And this is the thing that's being talked about more than anything. Was there warning signs? Where were the red flags? Could there have been something that could have stopped this from happening? I mean, in the months leading up to the attack, he posted his plans on a private Discord chat room that was visible only to him. And it had hand-drawn maps of this market. It was called Tops Friendly Market, where the attack actually happened. Wow. And then the fact that he went on Twitch and invited people to watch, it really is disheartening. Send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We call it Fair or Foul. Jeremy Paulson, the technical maestro for this particular version of what we're doing here, joins us on the mic. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
So, Fair or Foul, I was thinking about this today, and I'll tell you why in a second, but slice or pie when it comes to pizza, could you be satisfied with, hey, just give me a slice and maybe have another slice? Or do you have to have that whole pie and maybe you have extra left over, you throw it in the fridge? Are you a slice dude or a pie guy?
Who doesn't like leftovers? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's true. Who doesn't like leftovers? Except for sometimes it's more economical. Just give me a slice. I'm full. Blah. I'm not going to plow through a whole pie. Because, you know, then there's, I think you over, and listen, I'm a pizza connoisseur. I think you tend to overeat pizza because it's good if you have a good place that you go to.
I would say if you're running around, out and about with friends and whatnot, a slice is good. And slice is fair. Because you don't want to overeat, yeah, if you're, like, doing things, you know?
Right,
because then you're
right.
Going to feel all bloated and, like,
bloated.
But if you're sitting at home, it's like, I want the pie. Like, if it's a movie at home, I want the pie. because then later on I might want some more.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. So if you're at home and you're plopping, it's like the plop moment when you just start to binge watch whatever you're watching or some movie you've been saving up to watch, and then that's what you just want to do. You're whipped from the week or working. Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, it's interesting because I just moved to Florida, which I told the listeners, you know, down in the Tampa St. Pete area, there's a popular place and it's called Slice. And their whole thing is that, sure, you could get a whole pie and walk home with extras, but you can come in and you can take a slice of whatever you want. So maybe I just want a slice of a plain slice, but then I can have a slice that's a veggie lover slice. So I don't have to choose one particular pie, even with all kinds of toppings. I just can pick a slice.
I totally get it. When I go see movies at this AMC, there's a little pizza joint that's right next to it in the exact same mall. It's called DeLeo Brothers.
Mm.
I just go in there and I get a slice. I get one little slice. They have like, the slice of the day. And I just get a slice of the day and then eat it and then go see a movie. Like,
and then you're starving and then you go to the concessions and you get Milk Duds.
No, no. That's why I go get the slice of pizza, so I'm not spending money in the theater.
Right, it's so expensive, right? The candy, that's where they make all their money. That'll be $5, but you could have gone to the dollar store and gotten a giant box, right? It's crazy, yeah. So, I get it. Electric bike or pedal? I've noticed a lot of people, especially guys, women could rent them too or buy them, are doing the electric bike thing with the thick tires.
Okay, like the rental ones?
Yeah, instead of renting a bike and pedaling around all over the place, they're getting the electric bikes. You're just gliding.
I ride a motorcycle, so I'd need to get on a bike.
A bike, so you'd rather pedal.
I need to get on a bike and pedal, yes.
Yeah, me too. I need to get on a bike and pedal. It's funny, there's a cool place, and some people listening in Florida will know this, and because a lot of people come and visit Florida. If you come down to Florida, a great place to go is the Pinellas Trail, and it's like 50-some miles long, and you don't have to ride the 50 miles, but you can get on it and ride your bike, and it's
can
great.
I ride my motorcycle on it?
No, no.
Oh, well.
You can certainly ride motorcycles in other areas. Not on the Pinellas Trail. They would frown upon that. Motorized vehicle? No. Where are you from? That doesn't work. So, speaking of movies, you get to pick out the movie, either with your crew or you do the swipe right thing and you decide to go to a movie. Would you suggest a scary movie or more of like a comedy? Like, what's your favorite genre?
All of them.
You like all movies, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I went to school for film. I love all movies. I know how much work they put into the movies. Movies take a lot of work. And so I'm one of the guys that will say, I will watch any movie once, no matter how bad it is, just to watch it once. You know, it could be the worst movie ever made, and I still would like to watch it once. That's just
yeah.
me, though.
Yeah. I don't know if I can watch the worst movie ever made, but I'm a movie hound. That's why we did the cheap movie reviews and talked about movies. And the thing about scary movies, though, is I don't know a lot of people that like scary movies. They don't like them. I mean, even super tough, manly man dudes I know, buddies, they don't really like them. You know, like they'll say, if you really want to go, I'll go. Like,
I love scary movies, but I will admit that I tend to wait till they come out and I watch them at home. Like, I don't feel like going to spend money and seeing in the theater. But I love scary movies. But I just, I'd rather spend the money. Like, I went to school for a film, so I like all the big VFX work and all the action and crazy, when you go see movie stuff, I guess. That's just me. I don't know.
And see, if I lived up there, I'd say, listen, hey, it's your day off, it's my day off. Everybody will go see Nope with me. That's Jordan Peele's latest scary movie. I would treat you to Nope, because I can't get anyone to go see that with me. They're too scared.
I would definitely go.
Oh, he's so good. Jordan Peele, directing, is crazy, crazy good. And that whole story is about these caretakers out of California Horse Ranch, and there's a mysterious force, just talking about UFOs, a mysterious force that affects animal behavior and human behavior. And he's great with scary. That's what he's about. He's about scary movies. You know, he had Get Out. There's Us. He does well in that genre. So that's interesting. I think there's a lot of people that won't do the scary movie thing. And there's a difference between gore and scary.
Yes.
There's a big difference in that. Yeah, absolutely. Throw your change away or keep it in a jar?
I used to just not care about my change, but put it in a jar. I'm telling you, in the long run, it makes huge dividends. I took my big jar in once and got like a couple $100, and it was amazing because it's a couple $100 I was not expecting. So I'm telling everyone to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I had a jar that my mother gave me a long time ago. She painted. It's cool looking. It has like a whole New Mexico theme on it. I didn't used to care about change. And then I started to throw the change in there. And one day I did the same thing you did. I had no idea what was in there. Pennies, quarters, nickels, whatever. And it was a couple $100. It was sweet.
Yeah, not expecting either, right?
Yep.
You're just I'm going to take my change and see what I can get.
Right.
You come out a couple $100, like, we're going to the strip club.
We're going to the strip club. Yeah, because we have dollars now. So when you, here's a good, people listening understand this. It used to be, I think, that people rolled things up and took them to the bank. Did you go to, like, one of those Coinstar things and you just throw it in the machine and it counts
it?
Yeah,
you just dump
money?
It in the machine.
But they take a percentage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they, of course. That they can't. You've got to look at that slip closer. They take a percentage of what it is that you count in the machine.
Just
but
to
that's
count
how you,
it?
Yeah.
Horrible people.
I know. Horrible, because you probably lost $15 in the deal.
Exactly.
But they,
that's a meal.
They do that. That's the, hey, so smart, right? They make their money that way. But you go, I don't even know if you could go to a bank. And I guess you can, but you have to find a bank that has enough people there working there that you can hand them cash to exchange it for whatever the bucks would be.
Yeah, see, like, if you bring it in after counting it yourself, they probably won't even, like, take your, yeah, you're right. No, that's the right, no. They're going to want to count it, too.
Yeah, count it, yeah. Count it, too, and who knows how long that takes. Or can you come back tomorrow and we'll let you know what happened?
Right.
Yeah, forget it. You got to pay the money, whatever that is. And since we always end up talking about food, which we did, and we started off that way with slice or pie, buffet or off the menu? Are you a buffet guy? Do you like going to buffets?
Ooh, everyone, yeah. Buffets are awesome.
Everyone loves them. Don't you know that?
Buffets are great.
That used to be the whole Vegas thing. People would say, well, I don't go to Vegas for the gambling. I go because I eat the food. It's cheap and I can hit the buffet a million times for $5 at Circus Circus.
Right.
It depends on the buffet, if the food is good or not, but then you have that tendency to overeat. So then if I did the buffet, I think I would have to do the pedaling thing and not the electric bike, right? Because I'm going to go to a scary movie, so I'll just pedal to the theater, so it's perfect. All right, always interesting with you, Jeremy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.